A tropical depression is rolling toward Louisiana, but that won't stop the citizens of Grand Isle from having a party. The Barrier Island town is going ahead with plans to throw a bash on the beach tomorrow, despite dicey weather and the devastating effects of the Gulf oil spill. NPR's Larry Abramson has our story.
Ordinarily this weekend, Grand Isle would be celebrating the Tarpon Rodeo, one of the biggest fishing festivals on the Gulf Coast. Regulars say it's something to see.
It's a party 24 hours a day. They have boats that are docked or tied on to each other. I mean, they go out for 30, 40 yards.
That's Lucian William Roland III. He's just as excited about the substitute event the city has planned, Island Aid, a big music festival, sounds fishing, but on the beach, which is clear of oil for now. Roland drove down a full day in advance with his girlfriend Becky in his beat-up Toyota Camry, no air conditioning, to get ready for Saturday's concert. The city has snagged Leon Rimes and Three Dog Night.
It's on my days off, so my lady and I are coming down here and just want to check it out and see how is it going to be tomorrow. And this is going to be really nice. You got tents.
The area is millions behind in sales taxes this year, partly because of the spill. Officials say the business from spill cleanup workers is only helping somewhat. The city hopes the party will lure thousands to the beach and may help pay for an ad campaign to make sure that people return to Grand Isle when the spill is cleaned up. For weeks, the city has been under siege by this disaster. Now, they just need a little bit of luck to keep that storm from spoiling the party. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Grand Isle, Louisiana.
This is NPR.